Joining us now for a conversation, always good to talk with North Dakota Senator John Hovind. Senator, how are you, sir?
Great to be with you. Greetings and greetings to your listeners.
Well, I know you were a part of a meeting on Friday in Fargo looking at a lot of the ag research and more that was in the fiscal year 2026 funding legislation that was passed with the reopening of government, and you had a producer roundtable and more. Can you give us some details about that meeting and how things went in Fargo?
Yeah, as part of, getting government opened up again, well, we included our Ag Appropriations Bill, and I'd chair that committee. And it's really strong for our farmers and ranchers. It includes funding for ag research and a lot of other things, and including NDSU, which, along with its partners like Grand Farm ARS, is just an absolute engine for our farmers and ranchers. And so we talked about more than $50 million in funding that will go to NDSU and Grand Sky and the Ag Tech Cooperative Agreement, which includes ARS, for important crop research, for things like precision agriculture, development of the new technologies, and all the things that are really important to support, both our farmers and ranchers.
Now, what are some of the key things you're hearing from producers when we look at, key things like getting this funding legislation through for, Agaprops and the work you've done there, and obviously getting the government reopened and more? I mean, what are some things you're hearing from producers when it comes to these items here, Senator?
Well, right now, obviously, the real challenge is commodity prices. And, our cattle guys are doing a little better. We've got to continue to support them and continue to find more markets for ranchers. But, obviously on the farm side, my prices are very low. And so, we put things in the One Big Beautiful Bill, including my farmer bill, which improves crop insurance, and then also updated ARC and PLC reference prices. But those really kick in next year. And so we've got to work to get our guys to next year, which means, as you and I talked about before, I'm working on some assistance there, but also, working with USTR, Jamison Greer, and obviously Scott Bessent and the administration, Brooke Rounds at UST, getting sales going in a big way as soon as we can, trying to get year-round E15. And a lot of these things that are going to be really important to help our guys bridge to getting the next year, when some of that additional support comes into place.
Well, thinking about this too, obviously the government shutdown kind of put a lot of things on hold, when it comes to some of that aid potentially here or year-round E15 and other things, but also obviously just delaying general work. And so, I wonder, looking forward, we got other pieces of the farm bill still to finish, things like that, and year-round E15 legislations out there and more. So, I mean, how do things look here as we know we're getting towards the end of the year, government's reopened. What are we looking at with some of these things, some of these key items that are out there for agriculture still?
Well, first, as far as all the ag research and the assistance I talked about that, we work on through NDSU, Grand Farm, through ARS, all those kind of things, the FSA offices, that funding, that's all now been covered for the full year. We've funded the Ag Approach Bill. That's in place now for all the way to September 30 of next year. Also, we extended a lot of the other programs that, in addition to ARC PLC, which was, and crop insurance, which was covered in the One Big Beautiful Bill, those are extended through to September 30. So, the credit programs are available, the conservation programs. We made sure that all of the FSA offices have to be kept open and available for our farmers. And so the biggest challenge is the one I just went through, which is the low commodity prices. And we need to push on all of the things that I just laid out that will get our guys bridged to next year.
Well, and looking ahead here as well, and, thinking about trade, I think that's another key item, of course, we're watching. We've seen a lot of frameworks, a lot of deals, a lot of announcements, and, You know, one of the big questions I'm getting from farmers and ranchers is all of this is great, but now we need to see these countries follow through, like a China, for instance, and holding, you know, their feet to the fire and more. I mean, what are your thoughts on where things stand with trade and making sure that these frameworks and deals are signed and then enforced, Senator?
Right on. Matter of fact, I talked to Jameson Grew this afternoon again and emphasized, you know, the importance of getting these sales going as soon as we can and as aggressively as we can. He gets it. He's working on it. We talked about China. You know, that first, 12 million metric tons of soybean sales, getting that going, and then following on with the 25 million metric tons on an annual basis. But also, you know, the sales of other commodities to other countries as well. And so that's a big part of it. But, of course, as we're doing that, that's why we're working on some additional assistance and some of these other things that help in the domestic market as well.
Senator, as always, we appreciate your time. Any other final thoughts you'd have for farmers and ranchers listening in here today? Anything else we need to be keeping our eyes on here as the government gets back to work and reopened and all the things?
No, just so we need to keep working on these things. No one does it better than our farmers and ranchers. Family-based system of farms and ranchers across this country, and we appreciate them and all they do. And they're going through a challenging time right now, so we need to keep working on these things and helping.
Well, as always, enjoy the conversation, and thank you for being with us. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven, thanks for joining us here on Agriculture of America. We'll talk to you again real soon, sir.
Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate you guys.